Welcome to the Global Tehillim and Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Rabbi Jack Abramowitz filling in for Naftali Harmon. The Daily Call serves as a pause to our day, as an opportunity to convene together from around the world to daven, to pray for the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on this Yom Revi'i, the third day of the month of Elul. Today is day 691 that so many of our dear brothers and sisters are still being held hostage. We pray for their swift return home to their families. On behalf of the OU, it is my great honor to welcome to the Daily Call and to introduce Rabbi Yisrael Siner of Beth Jacob Congregation in Irvine, California, to share words of Dibrei Chizuk, followed by Rabbi Siner slowly reciting the following five chapters of Tehillim, Prakim Chaf, Kuf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, Kuf Lamed, and Kuf Mem Beis. Chapters 20, 23, 121, 130, and 142. This will be followed by Achenu, the Mishaberach L'Tzahal, the special prayer for our brave soldiers and their families, the Mishaberach L'Shvuyim, the prayer for those who are still tragically being held captive, and we will conclude with the Mishaberach L'Cholim, for those who are injured or who are suffering, where Rabbi Siner will pause for about 30 seconds to give each of us the opportunity to insert the names of all those for whom we are davening. To receive the Daily Tehillim Reminder email, you can subscribe anytime at ou.org/Tehillim Call. Again, that's ou.org/Tehillim Call. And now, Bikavod, with great honor, Rabbi Siner.
Thank you very much, Rabbi Abramowitz, and hello to everybody out there. This past Sunday, Monday, we began the month of Elul. And when we think of Elul, shofar blowing, of course, getting ready for Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, and we think of Avinu Malkeinu, the prayer that we'll be saying much, very often as we go through the Yom and the Rambai holidays. Avinu, our Father, Malkeinu. Now, I think very often we focus more on the Malkeinu aspect, on our King, and the year or the awe that we are meant to feel. But I think also that needs to be tempered by the Avinu, which comes first. Avinu, referring to Hashem as our Father, as our loving parent in the heavens, who loves us more than our parents loved us, more than we love ourselves, more than anyone can ever love us, and only looks to find and do the best for us. And if we look back at actually last week's Parsha, we get a glimpse of what this means when we say that Hashem is Avinu. The Pasuk there said, the verse said on chapter 14, Banim Atem L'Hashem Elokeichem. You are the children of Hashem, your God, and therefore lo titgodedu v'lo tasimu karcha ben enechem lameit. Don't gouge yourselves, don't bald yourself, pull out your hair over the anguish of a mate, over a death. And all of the commentaries look to see what is the connection between us being the children of Hashem, and therefore don't gouge yourselves in anguish over a death. And the Or HaChaim gives a very, very powerful and beautiful explanation. And once we have a better perspective of the Jewish view on death, that gives us the clearer perspective on what life is meant to be. And a beautiful, beautiful Or HaChaim. I'll just add that when I was a young boy, about 12 years old, sitting shiva for my sister, so there's a rabbi who came to pay a shiva call, and he said over this Or HaChaim, and I actually wanted to punch him in the face. Instead, I just walked out of the room. And that speaks to the idea that when we go to a shiva home, the mitzvah is to be quiet, not to pontificate, not to speak, just to share the presence. Later on, I got older and I learned this Or HaChaim, and it has become a tremendous source of strength and chizuk to me. And he says as follows. He asks, what is the samach, what is the connection between you being the children and of Hashem, and therefore not gouging yourself? And he says that it can be compared to a person, a king, let's say, or a person who sent his son away in order that his son would develop on his own, build up his own character, his own capabilities, and not be in the shadow of the Father. And he moved away and he lived in a different place, a faraway place, for many, many years. And while there, he built up close relationships with many people who were there. And years and years later, the Father summons and says, "Son, it's time to come back home." And he's very excited to go back to the Father, but also sad to take leave of the people who he had grown close to where he was. And he goes to the port to board the ship to go back home. And many, many people come to the port to bid farewell to him. And they're sad. And many of them are crying because they've grown to love this person and they'll miss this person. But to gouge themselves would be incredibly inappropriate. Why? Because the child is returning back home to the parent, to the father. And therefore, they are losing the relationship, but the child, the son, is not lost. Banamatem Hashem Elokechem. You're the children of Hashem. And when there is a passing, a death, the child is returning back home to the father. The Eben Ezra gives another explanation, which I think speaks very powerfully to us during this month of Elul. And as we're going into the Yom HaNoraim, the High Holidays, and going into the Avinu and the Malkeinu aspect. And he says as follows. He said, you have to realize that you are Banim Hashem. You're the children of Hashem. And he loves you more than a parent does. And therefore, don't gouge yourself over something that he might do. Everything he does is for Tov, is for the good. And if you don't understand it, as a small child does not understand why the parent institutes certain rules or why the parent does certain things, but knows this is my parent, Kentasu Gamatem. So too you should follow in that way. And if you don't understand, recognize that the difference between our understanding and Hashem's understanding is far greater than the difference between a toddler and an adult. Ki am kadosh ata. You are a holy nation. Ve'encha k'shar kol hagoyim, not like the other nations. And therefore, don't act in their way that they gouge themselves over a death. And I think as we go into Rosh Hashanah, we go into Yom Kippur, and we speak about, you know, the focus is HaMelech, about the awesome king. And we need to recognize and understand, yes, HaMelech, HaMelech. But who is that Melech? That Melech, that king, is Avinu, is our Father, is our loving, loving Father in heaven. And everything that comes our way in life is being sent, measured, lovingly by our Father in order to bring out the best of who we can be, to actualize ourselves in the best way possible. So yes, it is Malkeinu, Malkeinu. And we can more easily accept Hashem as Malkeinu with all that comes along with that. We can more easily accept that when it's predicated on, as we begin first, Avinu, and then we get to Malkeinu. We will now turn to Tehillim. I will say Tehillim Chash, Psalm 20. Lam Natsayach Mizmor LeDavid. Yancha Adonai b'yom tzara yisagev chashem, Elohei Yaakov. Yishlach ezrcha mikodesh umitzion yisadeka. Yizkor kol minchosecha volascha yedashim esela. Yitein lecha chilvavecha v'chol atzascha yimalei. Neranana b'shuasecha v'shem, Eloheinu nidgol yimalei Adonai kol mishalosecha. Atayadati kyoshi Adonai Mishiko Yaneu Mishme Kacho Biguros Yisha Yimino Eleva Rechev Elevasusim Vanachnu Vishem Adonai Eloheinu Naskir Hema Karu Vinafalu Vanachnu Kamnu Vinisodad Adonai Hoshia Hamelech Yaneinu Yom Kareinu. Tehillim Chaf Gimel, Psalm 23. Mizmor le David, Adonai Roi Lorecha, Binosteshe Yabitaini, Amei Menuchos Kinaleini, Nafshi Yishovev Yancheini, Bemadle Tzedek Leman Shemo, Gam Kielech, The gates are modest, low we alone. Kiata imadi, shitucho mishantecha, hema yenachamuni, taroch lefanai shulchan neged sorurai, ishanta vashem en roshi, kosi rivaya, ach tova chesed yidufuni, kol yenei chayai, Shakti Vivei Sadanai, Leolech Yamin. Tehillim Kufchaf Aleph, Psalm 121. Shilam Alos, Esayin Ayel Harim, Meayin Yavo Esri, Esri Meim Adonai, Osei, Shamayim Ares. Al Yikein Lamot Raglecha, Al Yanum Shomerecha, Hine lo yanum velo yishan shomer Yisrael. Adonai shomerecha, Adonai tzilucha yad yeminecha. Yomam ha-shemesh lo yakeka v'yareyach balayla. Adonai yishmorcha, mi kol ra, yishmor es nafshecha. Adonai yishmor tzeiso v'olecha me'ata v'ad olam. Tehillim Kuflamid, Psalm 130. Shihana los mi mamakim karatsicha Adonai. Adonai shema vikoli tienas necha kashuvos lakol tachanunai. Imavonos tishmor ya Adonai mi yamod. Ki imcha sulicha laman tivarei. Ivisi Adonai kivisa nafshi velidvaro hochalti. Nafshi ladonai mi shomerim laboker. Shomerim laboker, Yachel Yisrael el Adonai ki im Adonai hachesed vardehi mochidus, Hu yisbet Yisrael mikol avonosav. We'll say Tehillim Kuf Mem Beis 142. Maskil l'David v'yosov amara sefila koli el Adonai ezak. Koli el Adonai eshanan, eshvoch lefanav sichi, tzarasi lefanav agir, besateif alai ruchi, vata yadata nisivasi, baorech zu alech, tamnu fachli, hadeit yamin urei, ve'ein li makir, avad manos mimeni, ein doresh lenafshi, zoakti, eilecho Adonai amarti, ata machsi chelki, Be'eretz ha'chayim, hakshiva el rinasi, ki dalosi ma'od atzileni mirofai, ki amtsu mimeni hotsia, mimasker nafshi, lodos eshemecha, biyachtiru tzadikim, ki sigmol alai. And I'll say the achenu, in Hebrew and in English. Achenu kol beis Yisrael hanesunim, Bitsaro Vishivya Haomdin, Bain Bayam, Uvain Bayabasham, Akom Yurachem Alehem, Biotiem, Mitsaro Liravacha, Umeafela Laora, Umishiva the Gula, Hashta Bagalav is Mankariv, Vinomar Amen. As for our brethren, the whole house of Israel, who are in distress or captivity on sea or land, may the all present have compassion on them, and lead them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, from oppression to freedom, now, swiftly and soon, and let us all say, Amen. We make now in Hebrew the Mishaberach, the prayer for the IDF, the Israeli Defense Forces, L'chayalei Tzahal. Mishaberach Avoseinu Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov Hu Yivarech Es Chayalei Tzva Hagana Yisrael V'Anshei Kolchos HaBitachon Omdim amishmar train of Arei Eloheinu migvul ha'levanon bi'ad nidbar mitzrayim minyam ha'gadol ha'ruvo ha'arava u'v'chol makom shehem v'yabasha ba'avir v'yam. Yitain Adonai sveinu ha'kanun aleinu nidikafin lifnehem HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yishmor V'yatsiyat Chayalini Kol Tzara V'tzuka Mikol Neva Machalav Yishla Bracha V'aspecha V'chol Maseh Yidehem Yad Ve'er Soninu Tachtehem V'yatrein B'keti Yeshua U'batera Yitzachon V'kiyam Be'em HaKatuv Ki Adonai Eloheichem Ha'olech Imachem Yilachem Lachem Im Oyvechem Roshia Etchem V'nomar Amen. The Mishaberach for the Shvuyim, the prayer for those who are being held in captivity. Mishaberach Avoseinu Avraham, Tzidkenu Yaakov, Yosef, Moshe, Aaron, David, Shlomo, Yivarech, Yishmor, Yitzor, Nedrei, Tzva, Ganal, Yisrael, Ushbuyav, that Kol Acheinu Hanatunim, the Tzar of Yeshivya, Bavur, Shekol HaKahal HaKadosh HaZeh, Mispalel Bavuram. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Malei Rachim, Malayim, Yitziyim, Yichoshech, Mitzamav, Mosasehem, Yenatek, Umi Mitsuko Sehem Yoshiain, Yishivain Heira Lechek Mishrichal Sehem, Yodul Adonai Chasto, the Nithil Sal of Neradam, become the Hemet Kwashak Asuv, Ufdei Adonai Yeshurun, Uvot Sion Berina, the Simchas Olam Olosham Sasson, the Simcha Yasidu, the Nasu Yagon Vaanacha, the Nomar Amen. Lastly, I'll make the Mishaberech the Chorin for those who are in need of healing. And I will pause so all can add the names for whom they are praying. Mishaberach Avoseinu Avraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov Moshe V'Aaron David Shlomo Yivarech V'Yirakei Es HaCholim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Malei Rachanim Aleihem L'Hachlimam U'L'Rabam U'L'Chazkam U'L'Hachiyosam Yishlach Lahem Mehera Refua Shalem Amin HaShemayim L'Chol Eivareyem U'L'Chol Gideyem Pesach Sha'ar Chol Yisrael Refuas HaNefesh U'Refuas HaGuf Hashtavai V'Lav Izman Kariv V'Nomar Amen. I wish you all a Kasiv L'Chatima Tova.
Thank you very much, Rabbi Singer. We look forward to having you back on the program again very soon. For all of us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program tomorrow at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, as each day we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing nechama, comfort, chizuk, strength, and hope to all of Klal Yisrael around the world.